Yeah,
there.
Coach, could you talk about your cornerbacks and their receivers that match up in this game?
Well, I think it's going to be a tough matchup. Those are two really good wide receivers, and Marshall and Jeffries. They're both big guys. They both have some physicality. Brandon Marshall might be top five when it comes to physicality at the wide receiver position. They both can run, and they've got a quarterback that can throw the ball. He's got as strong an arm as anybody in the league. He can spin it. He can throw it sidearm, underarm. He's got the ability to throw from different positions.
Could you talk about Justin and how did he look? He told us he was going to try to give it a go today.
He was one of our limited participants. We had two players that didn't participate in practice today, and that was Harry Douglas and I'm having a drawing a blank here. Devin Hester.
Yep.
Devin Hester. Hamstring. Okay. He did not practice and did not participate in practice today. We had a number of guys that were limited, probably six or seven. They'll be out on the list here in a minute.
Devin, I was going to ask you what if he's looking forward to going against his whole team, but I guess that's somewhat up in the air right now.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Devin hasn't practiced the last three Wednesdays. Devin is
a veteran
player, knows his body extremely well, getting an opportunity to play against the team that he spent all of his career with. I think he's looking forward to it. It's always good to go out and compete against friends.
Coach, when you have a game like you had this weekend where you played so well at home, but then you've got a long road trip ahead where you all haven't played as well, do you feel the need to talk to the guys about, stay loose, just continue to control one game at a time, or you feel like they already have a pretty good grasp of that, you just let them be?
Well, I think that you have to have an approach of one game at a time. We look at the quarter of the season. We're into the second quarter or second game of the second quarter, but we talk about it at the start of the quarter, and then we really don't address it. It's very important for us to have as much focus as we possibly can on the next opponent, and whether we're playing on the road or at home, we've got to go out and prepare. And we're looking forward to being back in the dome. It's always fun. I think it's going to be an electric attitude or atmosphere, and we've got to have a great attitude, go out and play well.
Coach, could you talk about Martellus Bennett? You have another tight end challenge this week after you all shut down the Grambling kid in New York without a catch.
Yeah, he's a very athletic, big tight end, big target. And again, I think on their offense, they've got guys that can catch the ball in a lot of different positions. And he's a guy that creates size matchups. He's a big guy. And we've also got to be prepared to stop who I think is the engine of their offense, and that's the running back. He's a very good runner, and he's leads the team in receptions. He's had the most receptions on the team, not the most yardage, but it's going to be important that we are good against the run and also the short passes that that he likes to catch. And he's a very good receiver, and he does good things when he has the ball in his hands.
Is Jared Allen still a force there along the line?
Absolutely. They've got some guys that can rush the passer. I think if you had to ask what is the strength of their defense, it would be their defensive line and their rotation. The guy that's leading their team in sacks has five and came over from Detroit, and he is, he's a DPR. They've got two inside players that make up the other five sacks. So they do a good job of rotating their defensive linemen.
You're not surprised about Fuller's success, because I believe you guys looked at him when he was coming out of Virginia Tech.
Absolutely not. We looked at him. He's a guy that we did a lot of work on. He's got a great bloodline. He's got brothers that played in the league. He's very athletic. He could arguably be a candidate for Rookie of the Year through the first five games of the season with three interceptions. He gets his hands on the ball. He's very fluid, and he's a physical football player as well.
Now that you're in the midst of this, I know you saw the schedule at the beginning of the year and knew this was a pretty daunting stretch with one home game in like 66 days or whatever it is. Now that you're in the middle of it and also, you know, coming off a couple of tough road games, does it look even a little more imposing this stretch of games here?
The schedule is the schedule. You have no control over it. You want to put your guys in the best mind frame, and I think the way that you have to approach it is it's the next game. I don't think you can talk too far out. I tell you, we're five games through it, and I'll put the positive spin on it. We're five games through the season. Have we played as well as we'd like? No. We're one game out of first place in our division, and I think it's going to be a very competitive year. I certainly hope get going and run away from it. And that's the plans, but I think it's going to be very competitive. I think, as always, the NFC South is competitive.
You talk about the move to bring Martino up yesterday.
Yes. Freddie's been working extremely hard in practice. You get what you earn. We felt like having him on our 53-man roster gave us the best 53-man roster. And he's done some really good things out here on the practice field, and guys are always being evaluated. They will continue to be evaluated all through the season.
Okay, boys and girls.
All right, thank you, guys.